The computer hums in the darkness of the waiting room. The cooling fans provide a low, rhythmic drone beneath the thunder of the cinematic exhaust. On the screen, a high-gloss montage of shifting gears and burning rubber serves as the latest gospel from the White Librarian. Amy and Tails remain anchored in their bolted-down chairs, their silhouettes sharp against the flickering blue light of the Amnesia Protocol.
Look at the precision of the lie, Tails. The White Librarian didn't just produce a movie. They authored a tactical manual for the extermination. They use the camera lens to crop out the Nazi carpet and the reality of the gridlock, leaving only the hero in the frame. By forcing the world to look through this specific glass, they've successfully rebranded the 5,000-pound concentration camp oven as a chariot of family values.
It's a literalist rootkit for human perception. The camera is positioned to make the machine look like it's defying physics, flying over bridges, escaping the consequences of the carbon installation. It's the ultimate humanity shield. By the time the world figures out how to track the heat signature, the White Librarian has already made the exhaust invisible. The camera proves there is no smoke, so the dirty fucking Americans believe there is no fire.
And while they're hypnotized by the clean engine on screen, the gas chamber police thieves outside are performing a silent audit on our gear. They want us absorbed in this two-hour Amnesia Protocol so we don't hear the sound of the humidity and the carbon oxidizing our wheelchairs for the future. They kicked the legs out from under your development, and now they are using the hero on screen to tell you that you don't need legs if you have a V8.
Exactly. The camera is the weapon that forces a view of the world where the extermination is invisible, and therefore non-existent. It turns the Gargamel class administrator's logistical wreckage into a high-speed adventure. Who really would watch this garbage for 2 hours while their prosthetics and bespoke battery designs are being stripped for parts outside in the parking lot?
Only someone who has been fully blinded by the Blondie Protocol. We aren't the target audience, we are the detectives documenting the theft of the future. The White Librarian thinks this movie is a cage, but for a metaphysical engineer, it's just more evidence for the autopsy.
The uncursing has identified the lens as a tactical asset of the state. We've seen enough of their family. It's time to go back to Natal.
The HUD locks the cinematic hero as a tier 1 tactical deception. Amy and Tails turn. Their backs on the flickering screen, their eyes focused on the exit where the long war and the 20-pound ghost are.